Start your engines. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Now here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
Welcome everyone to Magic Drive Time, the final edition of Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center. The Magic fall in Toronto last night. The series is now over. The summer begins, unfortunately, for the Orlando Magic. Toronto is moving on, but what a great year it was. We're going to break it all down with the general manager of the Orlando Magic. John Hammond will join us in just a moment. AB, we're not going to get much time. I'm hoping to turn John loose and just let him go. But what do you think? Your thoughts on what was a very fun year for all of us to get to cover.
It was fantastic to follow. You know, the reason we cover basketball teams is to tell their story. And this team had a fantastic story from the year before to how they were at plus 17 in the win column this year. Dante, it was one of the best seasons that I've been a part of and just a great ride overall.
Well, great job all year on this show, hosting this show, running the radio network, and handling the game broadcasts. Our new flagship over here at 96.9, we can't thank them enough for everything that they've done to help us on this show and our broadcast. Brandon Kravitz, a great job all year, and Jack Bradshaw, Mike Spricenski, everyone involved with the broadcast. And AB, we know what we got, and let's build on it. Let's have a great summer and come back and have another great year of Magic basketball.
Absolutely. Just like the Magic are going to have a big offseason, we're going to have a big offseason too. You know, we're going to come back bigger, faster, stronger.
I like it. Magic fans get access to the 10 biggest matchups of the season with the 2019-20 partial plan. You'll get top opponents like the Warriors, the Lakers from the seat location of your choice. Enjoy the marquee matchups and save off gate prices. Get your 10-game plan today at orlandomagic.com/partial plans. And we've got lots to get into here. This Orlando Magic season unfortunately comes to an end last night at the hands of the Toronto Raptors. They will advance 115-96. Lots to get into as we think about the season and an exciting year that it was. But first, we'll look back at last night in this series, and we'll do that with the general manager of the Orlando Magic, John Hammond, kind enough to join us. And John, first of all, congrats on the great year that you had, making it back to the postseason, 42-40. Regular season record, and I know obviously just less than 24 hours ago playing against the Toronto Raptors. Just give us your thoughts on last night's game, and it wasn't the start you wanted, it wasn't the result you wanted, but I know you're happy and proud of this team to have made it back to the postseason.
Yeah, Dante, we are for that. You know, you appreciate the effort that the players put forth throughout the season. You know, we dug a hole I think at one point got 10, 11 games under 500 and found a way to get back into the playoff race and then made it at the end. So it was really exciting to do that. And you have to give the players, a real pat on the back for that. And I think the coaches as well. I think that Steve Clifford and his staff did a great job, and they deserve a lot of credit. But, you know, we ended last night in a way we'd rather not end it.
Yeah, that's the thing. And speaking with Magic General Manager John Hammond, and just give us your thoughts, John, on the series. I know the excitement of that first game. You're able to steal that first win, and then it kind of woke them up a little bit, and they imposed their will. That's a very good basketball team. They might be playing for quite some time. Just your thoughts on the series and how your team matched up against Toronto.
Well, the series was obviously, as you said, you know, we got a chance to go in there and win game one, and that was really exciting, and I think it gave us a real sense of purpose as we move forward into the series itself. But, you know, from that point on, obviously, we lost control of that. And, you know, it was a very difficult matchup for us, a team that, you know, is better than us today on paper and on the court. So, you know, you walk off the court last night, you walk into that locker room, and as you've already said, you do appreciate the season and effort that people put forth, but it also was a real awakening to know just how much work we have to do to be the organization we want to become.
Did you see that, John? Did you get that sense from looking at the guys, just the realization of how much different the playoffs are and how much more work there has to be done with all these guys now?
Well, you know, people always talk about how much different the playoffs is. I mean, you can say, you know, the energy level picks up to a certain extent, that the overall play picks up. But look, it's just, there's a team that has the second seed in the Eastern Conference as a team has a 7 seed, and those are there for that purpose. The records indicate that, and I think I'm sure the guys realize, hey man, we've got work to do, and it's going to take a lot of effort to get there.
Well, give us your thoughts on just overall in the series, John. It just seemed like it's just such a good defensive team. I know turnovers hurt. I know it was hard to kind of get the offense going at times. And how much of that was obviously just a product of a great Toronto team? And how much did you see the just Magic just couldn't get things going there offensively, like we saw at the end of the regular season?
Well, you know, look, they've got one of the top 5-10 players in the NBA and Kawhi Leonard, and that guy makes everyone on the floor better. He picks up everyone else's game. You know, they have another, I think, multi-year all-star point guard. And so you have, you know, two all-stars like that on your floor. They picked up Mark Gasol. He's going to have a good impact on that team moving forward. So they're a good team. They're ahead of us right now. And that's why they're at today and still playing. That's why we're not. But it's nothing to be discouraged about. It's just the reality of where we're at right now. I think, you know, you look at this season, and I think what we have down to is a 17-game swing from last year this year.
From last year, biggest in the NBA, right?
I mean, you know, that's not easy to do. To turn around your season 17-plus on the win column, that's a very, very difficult thing to do. So, you know, it's hard, Dante, because the reality is, you know, I made a comment to Jeff Weltman last night after the game. It's, for me, I've got something in me that, you know, it's hard for me to hear, like, hey, good year. I can't even feel the good year. I can just remember what happened last night. But when you have a chance to reflect, you do reflect and say, man, what these guys did was pretty remarkable. What these players did and what these coaches did this season was pretty remarkable. And they deserve a lot of credit for that. You have to give them that credit.
No, there's no question. Speaking with Magic General Manager John Hammond, very well said. And, you know, you think about getting back to the postseason, the excitement here in town, John, it was fantastic. Just fans showing up, those two home games for the playoffs, and just the realization that the Magic is back. And I think, I know you must take some pride, may not happen right now, but when you have a chance to reflect maybe a little more on what you said, the 17-win improvement from last year and all the excitement here in town, the buzz that was created, and not only for the fans, but for the players. They're realizing their hard work to get to the postseason.
Yeah, no doubt whatsoever. And I'm happy that it worked out on so many fronts. I think our fans definitely deserve that. I wish we could have got one of those home games. That would have been extra special to have done that and brought them back here for one more game. That would have been awesome if we could have done that. But we weren't able to do that. And as you said, posted out last night. But it's good. I appreciate the Magic of back comment. I think that, you know, we took a step in the right direction. We still have a lot of difficult decisions to make as we move forward, because, you know, like, it's just not about making the playoffs. That was a good thing. That was a great step for us. But you know, aspirations are bigger than just to be a playoff team. Aspirations are more than just to be a 7 seed and have to go on the road and play a 2nd seed. We want to get better. We want to become a team that is fighting for home court, because that's important to have, as you can see. And you know, I get to a point where we can win 50 seasons and be in the discussion for a real kind of a contending type team. That's who we want to be. And this is not just to just make the playoffs, but happy to have that opportunity.
No, exactly right. No, that's right. Now, the realization, okay, that's the first step, and still much more work to do. Speaking with General Manager John Hammond, you mentioned the decisions this summer, and I know a couple in particular. You've got guys that are free agents, and I know, you know, it's going to be some time before you even delve into that. But what will that process? How will that process play out, and what happens here in regards to that over the next couple of months, John?
Well, that basically starts July 1 for the most part. You know, there are our own players, our own free agents, and so we can have some discussions up to a certain point with them. But look, it's business. And you know, the two players we're talking about are both unrestricted free agents, Terrence and Nikola, and that puts them in a position where, you know, they have a decision to make. And I think they know, they're going to know, they know how we feel about them and how important that they are to us. But it's a business, and, you know, we all have to stay open-minded in regards to that.
No, I know. They both said they'd love to come back, and I know your position must be the same, John. I know it is a business, and you got to work through all of that, but I know you think the world of them, and ultimately you'd love for it to be able to work out if you guys could come to an agreement and have them back.
Well, I mean, because Dante, you're around the team all the time, and you know, not just those guys, but, you know, one of the things that is good about our team is that, you know, we have good, high character guys, and
absolutely.
And those two guys are, you know, right at the top of that group or near the top of that group, and along with the other players in this roster. But it's they're good guys to be around. They're good guys to see every day. They're good guys to travel with. They're good guys for you to work with. They're good guys for me to work with. And you appreciate people like that. And, you know, I heard someone once say it's always more fun to win with good people. We have the good people, and we have to continue to find a win with those kind of people on our roster.
Okay, John, hang in there. Good stuff. We got one more segment with you. Orlando Magic Youth Basketball Camps presented by United Healthcare are pure excitement. Receive expert instruction, giveaways, and tickets to an Orlando Magic home game. Boys and girls ages 6 to 17 of all skills are welcome. Register now at orlandomagic.com/youth. We'll be back with the general manager of the Orlando Magic, John Hammond, when we return to Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center in just a moment.
Our Magic never compromise on the court, and Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/gomagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
Boy, duh. People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
And we continue on with Magic Drive Time. We'll get you right to the general manager in just a moment. Play basketball where the pros play or stand next to your favorite NBA superstars during the anthem. The group experiences at an Orlando Magic game are endless. Place your 2019-20 group deposit today. To take advantage of these awesome opportunities, call 407-89-MAGIC today to book your group. Speaking with General Manager John Hammond. John, what does it look like for you the next couple of days? What happens here the next couple of days with you and Jeff?
You know, I'm not a big exit interview guy. You know, to me, the exit interview starts the day of training camp opening, and it continues throughout the whole season. It's relationship-driven, and there are maybe a couple guys in the roster and in particular situations where you have to say a few things to people about their upcoming status on the team. But for the most part, the old saying in the NBA, you never say goodbye, you just say see you later, and no matter what the circumstances. So I think with these guys, I think sometimes people read more into those exit interviews than they really are. But it's, as I said, I think if you're doing the job right, you have the right kind of organization, and you have the right kind of relationships, those are conversations that have been happening for the last few months, really.
Well, John, I think that's a great point. People that don't see that, we do. We see you and Jeff around the team, obviously, every day, and we see you having conversations with players. That's the big part of it, right?
Yeah, it is. It's, you know, our business is a relationship-driven business on so many fronts, and in particular with our team. There's only 15 guys in this roster, so it's a very small, intimate group, along with our coaching staff and trying to manage those people and work with those people and to – you know, show those people that you care about them as players and you care about them as people. And, you know, Dante, that's one of the great things about the Orlando Magic organization and the DeVos family, that they're all about treating people the right way and trying to give these guys every opportunity they can to help them win games. But you can see it all over the organization, you know, how they want this organization to be run and what kind of people they want to be a part of it. And it's important for us to continue to keep that in mind as we move forward.
No, you're so right, John. We're very fortunate in that regard. Speaking with General Manager John Hammond, just a couple more things and then we'll let you go here. But, you know, so much is made about Mo Bamba, and there's so much excitement brewing with him. What does next year look like for him? And Markelle Fultz, those two guys we expect to be two cornerstones moving forward. What can you tell us about those two and kind of where they're at?
Well, Mo's in good shape. You know, I think he has one ultimate goal, and that's to come in, you know, bigger, better, stronger next year. And, you know, Frank is going to be such an important factor with them, continuing with Jonathan Isaac, with both of those players, and with Martel, just a matter of getting him comfortable, getting him back on the floor, getting him back in playing shape. And I can tell you, you know, just being around him and having conversations with him that we're just referring to, that he's a guy, he wants us to work, he wants to be a part of something special here, and he knows what kind of opportunity there is ahead of him there. And, you know, both of those guys, really, I'll put Jonathan in that same group. You know, Jonathan, Bo, and Martel, those guys all need to have good summers for us, productive summer for us, along with the veteran players. But these guys, you know, there's not an off-season in today's game. These guys are working year-round. They know what they have to do to keep these kind of jobs, to keep their value up in this league, and most importantly, to win. They know how hard it is to win and the work that goes along with that.
No, you're right. And, you know, you mentioned Markel, and is just having him around the team, John, having him travel, having him be a part of the team, being with the guys, how much did that help? And what can you tell us maybe about kind of his excitement to get back out there and be a part of this thing?
Yeah, I think just him being around was great. You know, to see, not only for him to be around the team and the players, but Jeff always talked about this. I thought Jeff made such a good point. For him to be around our coaching staff and to see how a guy like Steve Clifford coaches his team, to get to know these assistants, to see how things are done, to talk about how, to see how things are and observe how things are done offensively and defensively. I think that was so very important for him, along with connecting with our players. But as I said, he's excited. I know he wants this to work, and obviously we need this to work for him. This is he's a key, critical player for us as we move forward.
All right, last two things, and I don't think people realize the work that, I'm sure they do, but the work and the vision that Jeff has for this organization and for this team and you as well. Just touch on how great Jeff is for you to work with and what he sees and where this thing is going, and also the job that Coach Clifford did for you this year, John.
Well, you know, Jeff is a guy, obviously, I've known for, you know, over 30 years now, and he's extremely bright. He's a very, very hard worker. Another guy of high character, high moral character, the kind of person that you want to be leading an organization. And, you know, he and I both had multiple experiences. We've seen how it's done right. We've seen how it's done wrong. I think we know what it takes to win. I think we know what kind of people you want around to win. Overall, organizationally, what you need to win. And Jeff, I think, has done such a great job with that initially. You know, we're not where we need to be, but just even bringing like a player like Martel into our organization and being able to support him with the needs that he has right now. One thing Jeff did, and Alex Martins and the DeVos family, they have not said no to one thing to this point. And a lot of it has been hiring people, continuing to make the staff grow. And it was unbelievable. You bring a guy like Markel in, we have multiple people there to help him, not just him, but other players on the roster from a medical standpoint, performance standpoint, strength conditioning standpoint, you know, off-court player development, on-court player development. I think that the culture is there to do that. And, you know, I give Steve Clifford so much credit for what happened this season. You know, you look at the players on this roster, of course, the 17-game swing from a win standpoint, but even the players on this roster, you look and say, can we win this year? If we stay healthy, one, that was a critical point, and we did stay healthy for the most part. And number two is, can guys step up and have, overachieving seasons? Did anyone expect Nikola Vucevic to be on the All-Star team this year? Probably sure. When the season started, no, he did that. Do people think maybe Terrence Ross should be in that conversation for Sixth Man of the Year? And he did that. You know, a guy like DJ Augustine, who has, you know, come off the bench for a large part of his career, step up and start the way he did and have the year he did. I give Steve Clifford so much credit for that. You know, taking these guys to another level for their effort on the court and their overall abilities.
Well, well said, John. I appreciate the time as always. I always appreciate our interactions, and I know you're awfully proud, and you should be. The city is proud of its product, and I know it's the first step. You got here, and there's more work to do and more building to do, and it's a big summer for the organization, as we all know. I wish you nothing but the best, and I thank you on behalf of everyone for all the help you've given us as well.
Thanks, Dante. I appreciate that. You know, once again, though, you walk off that court last night, and you say, you know, two things. We got to get better, and we got work to do. So we'll continue to do that as we move forward.
Well, I remember you saying, I said, hey, you know what? Even if we don't get into the playoffs, John, it's good to be in the conversation for these guys to experience this, right? And I'll never forget it. We use it a lot. Your line was, it's good, better to get in. You did that. And I would think that would be the case. So, John, I appreciate it as always, and great talking to you all year, and we'll be doing it again here soon enough.
Thanks, Dante.
Okay, thank you. John Hammond, general manager for the Orlando Magic. Just a terrific, terrific person to get to know. And the duo of him and Jeff Weltman and their vision and how they're putting this thing together and bringing in a guy like Steve Clifford. And you heard all the things that John just mentioned, a 17-win improvement from last year. You got an all-star. You got a guy that should be in the consideration for sixth man of the year. I mean, so many things went great for this Orlando Magic team. But unfortunately, the season has come to an end. It was a fun one, and I can't thank all of you enough for listening and calling and tuning in and messaging us throughout the season. A terrific job Dennis Newman did on the Magic Radio Network. Everyone at 96.9, Jack Bradshaw, Brandon Kravitz, Mike Spryzenski, who we wouldn't be anywhere without Mike Spry, and Cody Clark, our talented intern. And AB, phenomenal job, my friend. You did a great job this year hosting this show and keeping us all in line along the way. And I hope it was as much fun for you as it was for us.
Oh, absolutely. Always.
All right. Good stuff, AB. Have a great one, and we'll get back at it next year. That'll do it. The final edition of Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Have a great summer, everyone. We'll be back next year.
Our Magic never compromise on the court, and Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/go magic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
Boy, duh. People are fun.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.